Hello and welcome to the Warren Group's July Foreclosure Podcast, where we'll be diving into the latest foreclosure trends and stats across Massachusetts. There are 1,032 foreclosure starts in the Bay State in July, a 1.1% decrease from last year's mark. This marks the first percentage decrease 28 consecutive months in a row. July's auction notices rose 36.2% on a year-over-year basis, with 820 filings compared to 602 in 2015. Now joining us to discuss these trends is Cassidy Murphy, Editorial Director of the Warren Group. Hey, Cassie.
Hi, Jeff.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
First, we'd like to know, foreclosure petitions are beginning to ease in the second half of 2016, as we saw our first negative percentage in starts for the first time in 28 months. Could this be a sign of things to come?
I think that it is. But first of all, we need to note that though the starts are down 1.15% over last July, that is a difference of exactly 12 petitions. So that is well within the margin of error and stats that may be adjusted shortly. But it's definitely a good sign, even if it is just 12, and it may not be that much of a decrease. Even breaking even would be a pretty good sign.
Definitely. Next up, auction notices in Massachusetts are on pace for their highest output in 4 years. What factors do you believe have helped create this shift?
Well, this goes back about 2 years, and it's the same thing we've been talking about ever since foreclosures started to jump. So we saw a big leap in start filings right around the beginning of 2014. I think it was in March, April was when it started to really pick up compared to 2013. So because it takes a while for foreclosures to wend their way through the process, when we started to see the petitions jump quite a bit, we did not see a corresponding, within the same month, jump in auctions, because it takes a year to a year and a quarter for something to work itself entirely through the process. So we are seeing still big increases in auctions because these are the results of the petitions that we saw probably about 3/4 to 4/4 ago.
And lastly, deeds in the Bay State have produced positive percentage gains for 9 consecutive months. With the housing market on fire, how long do you foresee this trend continuing?
Same issue. So after auctions comes deeds, and it doesn't necessarily follow that a petition will result in a deed and properties drop out of the process all along the way for a wide variety of reasons. So you will always see fewer auctions than petitions and fewer deeds than auctions. So we will continue to see percentage increases month over month for auctions and deeds as we continue to work through the petitions that happened a year or more or so ago. So we'll continue to see that number rise, but it will start to stabilize as these properties work through the process. And having a strong market helps that because it's the foreclosures don't tend to sit around quite as long.
Well, thanks, Cassie, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.